The Truth News Network. Lies, fake news, and spin. The Deception Dance. You need a fresh vaccine of the truth. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
And the doctor is in. Here's Dan Newman.
Well, I'm not a doctor, but I am Dan Newman. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Truth News Network. How much hatred does the New York Times have for Donald Trump? You can bet it's a bunch. I don't think you can measure it, as a matter of fact. But there's so much so that their leading columnist, a guy named David Leonhardt, you've heard me mention him before. Mr. Leonhardt wrote an actual article purportedly that was published the day after Donald Trump lost the 2020 presidential election, and he lost it to, guess who? Elizabeth Warren. I'm not kidding, folks. Trump derangement syndrome, of which the world has heard incessantly manifested from the entire journalist staff at the New York Times for 2.5 years, is now planning. And not just planning, apparently they're dreaming about what they can write to gleefully report details of the Trump defeat in 2020. There's no better way to prove just how much they hate this president than to publish the Leonhardt fake story for you right now. And we can do that from the Capitol, the most important fake news outlet in America, the New York Times. Get ready. You're going to love this one, folks. And it has a title even, How Trump Lost the 2020 Election. From New York Times, David Leonhardt. In the end, it was a lot simpler than it often seemed. Donald J. Trump, who spent much of the past 4 years as a historically unpopular president, lost his bid for re-election Tuesday. His approval rating hasn't approached 50% since he took office, and neither did his share of the vote this year. In an era of deep national anxiety, with stagnant wages, rickety health insurance, and aggressive challenges from China and Russia, voters punished an incumbent president who failed on his central promise, I alone can fix it. Since he rode down the Trump Tower escalator to announce his candidacy 5 years ago, Trump has frequently looked like a man for whom the normal rules of politics do not apply. He won a shocking upset in 2016, which lent him an aura of invincibility. Pundits started to doubt much of what they had previously believed. But as Trump seethed and tweeted in defeat late Tuesday and President-elect Elizabeth Warren celebrated, the arc of the Trump story is starting to make more sense than it has for much of his chaotic presidency. The normal rules of politics do apply to Donald Trump after all. 4 years ago, he became the fifth man to win the presidency while losing the popular vote in America. Now he becomes the fourth of those five, along with John Quincy Adams, Rutherford Hayes, and Benjamin Harrison, to serve only a single term and to be unpopular during most of it. The exception is George W. Bush, who benefited from being a wartime president. In hindsight, the extraordinary nature of the circumstances that propelled Trump in 2016 has become obvious. The unpopularity of his opponent, Hillary Clinton, the help from Russia, the late involvement of James Comey, the then FBI director who now hosts an ABC talk show, and Trump's razor-thin victories in several key states. Without that good fortune this year, Trump still won roughly 90% of self-identified Republicans and Republican-leaning voters, yet it was not nearly enough. Trump said he was going to fix things and he didn't, said Kevin O'Reilly, age 54, of Manchester, New Hampshire, who voted for Barack Obama in 2012, Trump in 2016, and Warren this year. I don't think he really cares about the middle class. He cares only about himself. Exit polls showed disillusionment across the swing states that Trump won 4 years ago and lost this year, including Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. In a sign of the country's changing political map, he held on to Ohio and Iowa, two relatively old and white states, became the first Republican since 1992 to lose Georgia. Huge margins among women were central to the victory of Warren, who will become the country's first female president. I'm just tired of him, said Jennifer Diaz, a 47-year-old from Cobb County, Georgia, outside Atlanta. Heading into the campaign, Trump's advisors believed they had two major advantages: the economic growth of the past 4 years and the undeniable liberalism of Warren and her running mate, former Attorney General Eric Holder. Neither panned out as the Trump campaign had hoped. For one thing, solid gross domestic product growth, similar to the rate during Obama's second term, has not translated into middle-class income gains. Average income growth post-inflation has hovered near zero since early 2018. In August, Trump became the first president since Richard Nixon to force out the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, accusing the agency of releasing fake news on wages. Outside economists said the charge was false. Warren's liberalism, meanwhile, did make some voters anxious. Exit polls showed that. But most swing voters don't follow the minutiae of policy debates, and many simply decided that she understood their problems better than Trump. She and Holder consciously borrowed from the populist strategy of Obama's 2012 campaign against Mitt Romney. Rather than emphasize Trump's personal behavior, as the 2016 Clinton campaign did, they cast him as a greedy billionaire who corruptly used the presidency to enrich himself further. They also largely ignored Trump's repeated criticisms of the ongoing NFL national anthem protest. The Democrats paired their message with broadly popular economic proposals: tax increases on the wealthy, expanded Medicare and child care, free community college, and, highlighting an unfulfilled Trump promise, an infrastructure program. Budget watchdogs said the Warren agenda would increase the deficit. Many voters, evidently, did not care. A final vote tally will not be available for weeks, but the New York Times election needle currently projects Trump to win 46.1% of the popular vote. If that holds, it would be nearly identical to his share in 2016. This year, however, third-party candidates won fewer votes, and Warren is on pace to clear 50%. From the start of Trump's meteoric political career to its end, he never enjoyed the support of most Americans. Can you believe that's a real column written by a real New York Times columnist, David Leonhardt? That's an actual article, and we gave it to you word for word of what he prepared for the day after the 2020 election, in which Elizabeth Warren, they project, is going to beat Donald Trump. This is crazy, folks. I've got some final thoughts. You want to stick around? Back in 1 minute at Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.
Hello?
They're lying to you.
Lying? Who is this?
You think you two are happy?
I'm sorry,
You think you're in a good relationship? You're living a lie. You're being deceived. They're fried.
What?
In oil.
What exactly are we talking about here?
You're nuts.
My nuts?
You're nuts. Your precious snack nuts are fried in oil.
Ugh. No one ever told me they were fried. I thought they were a good choice.
You didn't hear it from me. But Fisher oven roasted nuts are never fried. They're just nuts. Oven roasted with sea salt. That's it.
Huh. What a nice man.
Fisher oven roasted nuts. Never fried. Nothing to hide.
You're standing against the tide of creeping insanity, one truth at a time. TNN,
the Truth News Network.
You know what? Creepy is the appropriate word for the story we just read to you. It's hard for me to believe that a real journalist working at a real newspaper, one of the greatest in American history, would actually write a story, would even dream up and write a story projecting down the road, several years down the road when he wrote that story, that the president of the United States would not only lose re-election, but who would beat him and the exact circumstances in that defeat. It's just hard for me to believe. You know, I've mentioned numerous times how distasteful the columns written by David Leonhardt of the New York Times are. Now you see and hear for yourself how lost this guy is, and he's supposed to be the best columnist the Times has. He hates the president so much that he meticulously created and shared every detail of a dreamed-up Warren victory in the upcoming general election. But after all, very few these days consider the New York Times a premier newspaper. It and its buddy paper in D.C., the Washington Post, have long been in the tank for Democrats and abandoned real journalism years ago. I mean, many years ago. I thought the Brits had mastered the rights to and therefore had a monopoly on tabloid journalism. But I guess Leonhard and the Times negotiated a license to denigrate real news just as the Brits have done for years. At least it seems so with that article. Let's don't even call it an article. It's a column. It's a guy's opinion. A sick one at that. But one thing is for sure, I doubt President Trump will lose the election in 2020. But even if he would, it certainly will not be to the Native American wannabe, Elizabeth Warren. That would certainly not be a dream. It would be a nightmare.
Ha 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 ha!